Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael with the Faith and Freedom Show here on the Liberty Works Radio Network. I love the caveat at the beginning of the show. The views expressed by this broadcaster are not necessarily those of the radio station, the sponsors, or their grandmother. In fact, my hope is, you know what I'm really trying to do is find people who have an opinion different than mine. So we're going to talk about the issues of the day on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, a basis of right versus wrong. Today I tuned into CNN. I tuned into CNN, got a little entertainment there. That was kind of nice. They have good video, little news reports. It's kind of fun. Give them a plug. Thank you, CNN. Sometimes I'm not too crazy about CNN, but then sometimes they do well. What I did is I went to some other resources and found some video sources that provide a look at what's happening in the committees in the Senate right now with regard to the Senate Finance Committee. And they're talking about the health care bill. Senator Orrin Hatch was talking today, and he was having some conversations about the he put in an amendment in Senator Baucus' proposal to have kind of a middle-of-the-road health care bill. I'll talk about what middle-of-the-road is later. And before I go on, how do you call in? 888-850-1872. That's 888-850-1872. So Senator Baucus has got a health care plan that is different, supposedly, than the bill that the House came up with and passed. So the Senate's got to look at this thing. Now, Max Baucus, he's the chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, very influential. In fact, if you see his behavior in the committee meetings, he's very powerful. Senator Orrin Hatch put up an amendment to Mr. Baucus' Senate bill with regarding health care. And he said that there are three things that he could see very clearly were contrary to the Constitution of the United States. So Mr. Hatch had this provision that it gave jurisdiction to the courts to have a mechanism for people to challenge what the bill was saying. I'm sure there was a severability clause there. If some portion of it's found unconstitutional, then it doesn't cancel the whole thing. The only problem is one of the things that Mr. Hatch said today, and I tried to record it. In fact, I had all my stuff plugged in. Pushed the wrong button. Pushed the wrong button was not feeding the information to our digital recorders. It was being reported there in the committee. So hopefully I can find that on YouTube later or something like that and play that for you because it was just superb. But Mr. Orrin Hatch said this is not like an ordinary tax. He described what excise taxes were. In the Constitution, it allows for excise taxes. And so he read from the U.S. Constitution, Senator Orrin Hatch did, and he said what excise taxes were, and he said this is not an excise tax. When you tell somebody you are going to, if you do not participate in this United States, it's connected globally, but the United States healthcare program, then you're going to pay the following fine, or the following thing is going to happen to you. Or if you're going to say you're going to pay a tax to participate in this system, but everybody has to participate in the system. He said that's not an excise tax. That's more of a direct tax. And he referenced the U.S. Constitution on direct taxes. And he talked about capitation and all that kind of stuff, how a direct tax. Now, he said it was a direct tax. Now, my question is, it was a direct tax on whom? Was it the Constitution say Congress can direct tax the states? Or did it say that they could direct tax the people? In the U.S. Constitution, that's a little thing to think about. It talked about the United States, the states, and the people. It said it could have direct taxes on the states. It didn't say direct taxes on the United States. It didn't say direct taxes on the people. It said direct taxes on the states. The states are an entity. A state is an entity, effectively. So that's a little bit interesting point there. But Mr. Hatch said, this is a little bit strange. He says never before. He said that We've seen situations in the past where Congress justified exercising its power of legislation when there was something that was very clear or had some semblance of relating to interstate commerce or foreign commerce or something. He said, but never before in the history of the United States has the Congress said, we're going to write a law that affects every person in America no matter what. Mr. Orrin Hatch said that today. Not in those words. That's effectively what he was saying. I would have his exact words, but we had trouble with our recording. Our phone number here is 888-850-1872. That's 888-850-1872. Mr. Baucus, who was the chairman of that committee, of the Senate Finance Committee, he was visibly irritated by what Mr. Orrin Hatch was saying. And Mr. Orrin Hatch was going on saying that, you know, there's this thing when we've never before said, oh, here's something you're going to have to do. Where do we get off having a law that says, hey, everybody, there's something you have to do. Whether you wanted to do it or not, you have to do it. And the way we'll know you're not paying into this global program here is when you try to go to the doctor. Because we're going to get you. If you go to the doctor, we're going to hold you accountable. That's some pretty sick stuff. So he says this has a lot of constitutional problems here. And he talked about a few other things. Well, Mr. Baucus, as I was watching, was very irritated. He said, oh, this is no doubt constitutional. There's a few other things that Mr. Orrin Hatch said, saying this is not constitutional. We don't have the authority to do this. What this bill is asking to do is outside the power of Congress or the government to do. You can't tell somebody what they're going to do. You are going to get insurance. And he said it's not like automobile insurance. He said the states, that's a power that the states exercise, whether the states are going to have everybody engage in auto insurance. This is unprecedented. It's a first time he's seen in any of the U.S. history this attempt to try to actually force people to go out and do something. And a lot of people don't know that. A lot of people see, oh, it's a federal law, and they think it applies to them. Well, it may. It may apply to you, but it very well may not. So that's an interesting thing. I'm going to play a clip from another senator who had a few things to say about the health care bill and what's going on there. We're going to be playing that. I'll be doing that soon. And come the next, the next session, I'm supposed to give somebody a call here on the next break, and he's going to tell us about something that's in the news in Hernando County. So he's going to tell us that there was a little bit of something strange that happened in his neighborhood, and he's a little bit concerned that maybe some police officers were over passionate in their trying to apprehend somebody recently. It may have resulted in their death, and he got some information from his neighbors that I thought was intriguing. I said, well, go ahead. I'm going to talk to him on this next break, and we're going to hear about it. So some of you in Hernando County might know somebody where there was a gentleman who was trying to be the police were trying to apprehend him at a lake, and he was in a kayak or canoe or something like that, and they said that he ended up trying to swim away. There's witness accounts that it wasn't that he was trying to swim away as much as possibly a police helicopter, the power of the rotor blades being down as close as they were to him, actually upset the boat. It was such a powerful thrust. Obviously, if it can keep a several thousand-pound aircraft sitting up hovering in the air, it's got a lot of power coming down, especially when you hover that close to the water. So we're going to get somebody who's got some information on that. We're going to talk to him in the next break. And so if you've got any friends in that area that you know you've heard about it, something like that, have them tune in. They might know something. They might know something that we don't, and, of course, they can give us information right here on the radio. On the Eagle 104.3, is it Eagle Freedom? You know what? We just had a staff meeting today, and I've been saying Eagle. I'll keep saying Eagle until somebody corrects me. How's that? I'll just keep saying stupid stuff until somebody corrects me. I've got, the other day we talked about this birth certificate. I've got lined up on Tuesday at 3 o'clock. Tune in on Tuesday. I'm going to talk to Orly Tates. She's the lawyer for these military people. One of them is a Florida resident, and is somebody who was suing and trying to get an injunction from getting an assignment in the military because their claim is that the current president of the United States does not meet the eligibility requirements for the office, and that there's somebody who has evidence that came from another country registering that person's birth there. And so this lawyer is going to be talking about this. I'm going to talk to, we're going to find about the details. You're not going to hear hype from the news. You're going to hear from somebody who has firsthand information about something that's going on with regard to this. So it'll be interesting. We're going to talk to that lawyer, and she's agreed to give me an interview, and I really appreciated that. So we're going to be talking about that. Later on, the end of this month, I've got a Dr. Tenpenny who's very knowledgeable about this vaccine issue, about this H1N1 thing, and I don't know if she's selling anything, but I just, because you got to always question somebody's got something to sell at the same time they're telling you what, you know, their story. But we're going to have somebody talk to us, get down to the substance of some of this thing about some of the vaccines. You heard in the previous show, we had a lady who called in. She's actually in court today in the Pensacola area, I guess Santa Rosa. And she's arguing, trying to find the recent bill or the recent law statute in Florida. She's trying to find it unconstitutional and that it's invading her privacy and other things, and it would actually damage her body if somebody came to her door under a declared emergency and said, hey, you're going to give you this shot, and we're going to pin you down to do it. And, of course, that shot itself could kill her or damage her body because she's got some special problems. So physical ailments regarding vaccination. So we're going to do that. We're going to check that out. There's some other things in the news we'll be talking about, but primarily today, one of the things that has popped up in the news specifically, and our number here is 888-850-1872. Well, obviously the thing is going to be in the news for quite a while is this deliberation about healthcare and kind of a healthcare police state and how that's going to affect you. Depending on what we've got going here, I'll probably get back to some of the Florida legislation. Now, keep in mind, are you hearing from any other radio organization about the bills that are being proposed for the next legislative session? Are you hearing that anywhere else? I don't think so, because I usually don't hear it on the news when they're talking about this kind of stuff. There's House Bill 31. That's pretty interesting. House Bill 71, you might like. Fees are trying to be reduced. Last year, we had a bill that increased the fees, motor vehicle fees, and there's another bill that's coming for the next session that is to reduce them. There's all kinds of crazy things. Child immunizations. It's kind of a strange bill. It implies that it's mandatory, but in that mandate, there's a requirement for the parents to sign off that they understand the risks, and it's like they're signing off on it. So how could it be mandatory when you're having to sign off for it? Just don't sign off for it, right? Let's see what else we have. Oh, there's another bill, very important bill, House Bill 141, and it basically is a penalty when you kill somebody or end up, by injuring the mother, killing the unborn child. I think it's a very important bill. It's probably going to have a lot of heated debate, and most likely you won't hear anything about it until after it happens. Is that what you want, folks? Do you want to have these guys going off doing all this crazy stuff for your best or worst interest in your future without knowing about what it is that they're doing? Well, the reason why you have a single subject law in Florida and that all this stuff is posted well in advance of your representative going to the legislature to figure out what future positive law will be is so that the public can have an opportunity to intervene, to interpose, to contact your legislator. So that's what we're going to do here. We're going to equip folks. We're not just going to rant and rave about the issues of the day. We're going to try to hook you up. We're going to try to give you what it takes to get in there, get involved, fulfill your duty according to your civic duty, to obligation, according to your obligation to God, to love your neighbor as yourself. How's that? Hey, keep tuning in. Check us out on faithfreedoms.org. And we're going to get back and we're going to talk to one of your local buddies, see what's going on out there.